Hello from San Francisco. It's Monday, March 16th, about 11:30 p.m. We're only 30 minutes away from enforcement for the shelter-in-place order that's been imposed on six Bay Area counties: Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Francisco, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties have all issued orders that direct residents to stay in their homes whenever possible, but you're allowed to leave for essential functions like, you know, buying food, doctor visits, or even going outside to exercise or walk your dog in the park. Just supposed to maintain social distance from folks. It's interesting because there's an interplay of jurisdictional authority that's going on where six different counties that comprise pretty much the SF Bay Area, we're talking about San Francisco City and County, because San Francisco's both, Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties, along with the city of Berkeley. We're talking about 7 million people. In about 10 minutes, we're going to fall under this shelter-in-place order, which is essentially a very strong recommendation that you stay home. It's not a quarantine, so it's not like you're going to be arrested if you walk outside. But you're strongly encouraged to stay at home for the benefit of not only your health, but also public health as well. You're still, of course, allowed to go out to grocery stores. You can go to the pharmacy. You can get health care. You can even walk your dog and go for a walk in the park, which I intend on doing because I do walk about 3.5 miles a day in Buena Vista Park and Golden Gate Parks with my dog. And that's still allowed too, even though there's a shelter in place. You know, you can still get outside. And it's an interesting time because it's really triggered a lot of panic buying in the grocery stores. It's very strange when you walk into a grocery store you've gone into 1,000 times before and have always seen the shelves full. But this one time you walk in today and so many of the shelves are empty. It's a sight. It's a bit of a shock to the system. It makes you wonder what to expect in terms of what comes next. And the psychology of panic buying is actually kind of interesting because it's like you see a bare shelf and so you think, wow, when am I going to have access to be able to buy this again? So you don't know, and so you might perhaps take more than you need. And that, of course, has negative effects that ripple out over time. I hope that all will be well, but it is a troubling sight when you walk into a store that you've walked into so many times before and the shelves are bare. There's no meat there. There's, you know, of course, the toilet paper's gone. I actually went into my neighborhood corner store. They had a 6-pack of Charmin on sale for $18.99. I had to take a picture of it because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But there it was, and here we are. It is an interesting process to walk into a store and the psychology of it. You know, you walk in and things that have always been there are no longer there anymore, and you wonder when will they be there again. But you have to have hope that, of course, the shelves will be restocked in short order. What's nice to see is that there are a few grocery stores in the San Francisco Bay Area where the first hour or two where they are open, they will only be open to senior citizens. And the benefit of that is twofold. One, they get access to the store when it's cleanest. And two, they get access to the store without having to contend with the sharp elbows of people who are younger than them pushing them out of the way. And that's really kind of been another interesting thing about this whole situation is you see these extreme acts of kindness and compassion, and you see these extreme acts of cruelty at the same time. It's a difficult paradox to grok because the extremities are so great. I think that the policy of allowing senior citizens into stores first for the first hour or two that a business is open is a great idea, and I hope more places implement it because, you know, I have parents that are in their early to mid 80s, and I'd hate to think of someone applying sharp elbows or a hip check to them in the meat aisle of a grocery store. I'd like to think that they would be able to have access without getting trammeled. I think that any fair and decent person would see that as being a just remedy. Which businesses are allowed to be open and which ones are to be closed? I think that one of the classes of businesses that fell on the wrong side of this was marijuana not only dispensaries, but also delivery services, they have been disallowed to continue operations after midnight tonight. Evidently, they're not seen as a necessity in the way pharmacies are. I think it's indisputable that there are medicinal aspects to marijuana. And particularly in times of crisis, in times of great anxiety, access to these sorts of medicines should be allowed. And I think that this is one situation or one business type that should be allowed to remain open. Marijuana dispensaries and delivery services during the shelter-in-place time. Because, let's face it, these are crazy days. These are strange days. These are anxiety-inducing days. These are fear-inducing days. And not allowing people to have access to a medicine that helps them to cope with those sorts of things doesn't seem right. I think we move farther than this in the debate over the value of marijuana. Of course, in federal law, it's Schedule 1, which says it has no medicinal value, but I think any kind of experiential perspective would say otherwise. There is psychotherapeutic value to having access to it. And so I'm hopeful that county and city authorities will change their mind and allow marijuana deliveries and marijuana dispensaries to remain open through the shelter-in-place order. This shelter-in-place order will extend all the way until April 7th. It's about 22 days. And ironically, April 7th is World Health Day. So let us hope that the world is in good health on April 7th and they can lift the shelter-in-place order, because that would certainly be helpful. Because it's like living a whole lifetime in every day. Last night, as I was trying to fall asleep, I could see that the stock markets in Asia and I could see that the stock markets in Europe were just tanking big time. It was like this big, giant red wave that was coming. And sure enough, you know, when the Dow Jones opened up, it crashed 10% in like 30 seconds. And that's when we decided, hey, we really should go to the grocery store at 7:30 a.m. That might actually be a prudent decision. And actually, that's what we did. And it was pretty darn busy, particularly for being 7:30. Empty shelves everywhere. Lots of people everywhere trying to get what they can get. We come home. And then a few hours later, we hear that a shelter-in-place order is going to be issued by almost all of the Bay Area counties. And then things got really, really quiet. Reporting from the heart of San Francisco, you're tuned to the Hate Street Beat.